spirit on the inside of those who accept him on the inside. He lives in our life. And again, tonight we are talking about prayer. Our most powerful weapon that we have is prayer. And we don't never want to forget that weapon that we have. And Jesus has taught us to pray. Pray always. Never stop praying. Never think about it. Just pray. Talk to God. Oh, God, he want to meet with you. And my line always say, much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. You cannot fight the devil with no power.
Right.
And tonight, I just want you to remember, there is power, your powerful weapon. Keep it sharp. Keep it on ready. Keep it always in front of you. Because you never know where the devil is coming. And say, there is incredible power and potential in prayer. Through prayer, we invite the God of the universe into any situation that we have into our life. Yes. He is there to help us. Prayer changes things, but even more, prayer changes us.
Yes.
So through prayer, we have the opportunity to reach our full potential in Christ. The disciples said to Jesus, they told him, Lord, teach us how to pray. And you and I know that Jesus gave them the model prayer, which was, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And say, give us this day our daily prayer, and forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. And it said, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Said, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Jesus has all power in his hand. This is the model prayer. Sometimes if you feel like you can't, you don't have nothing to say, start with the Lord's Prayer. Yeah. And when you get going through the Lord's Prayer, it covers a whole lot of things. It tells you about, lead you not into temptation, but deliver you from the evil one. You don't know where they're coming from. You don't know how the devil's going to attack you, but you need to pray in advance that God will cover you. And as we grow in our prayer life, we become more alive and more engaged with what God is doing. None of us are perfect in prayer. There is no perfect prayer. It's just pray. Communicate with God. You don't have to sound like me. You don't have to sound like nobody. Sound like yourself. Be yourself. Talk to God. When trouble come at your door, man, you ain't got time to worry with nobody else. You got to talk to God for yourself.
Yeah.
And that's why it don't have to be in order. you need to get back up. Prayer is meant to be two-way conversation. You talk to God through prayer, and when you read his word, he talks to you. What a great fellowship we have when we talk to each other. Yes. And I'll tell you, you don't have to think about it. Just get down and talk to God. You don't have to be on your knees. It can be standing up, sitting up, whichever way you want it. Talk to God. He hears us. Says he is on the line. His phone is never busy. You can talk to him anytime. And if you've got any distractions, you need to get a, find a quiet place. Get away so you can get in tune with God. We need to hear what God has to say to us when we talk to him. And it said in Philippians 4:6, it's a familiar scripture for those of you that read a lot. It said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, but let your request be known unto who? God, not man. Sometimes we tell our trouble to everybody except God. God is the one that will help us through situations that we have no control over. Sometimes we have situations that we cannot handle. So we have to turn it over to God. But the Bible says, cast all of your care on him, for he cares for you and I. I believe it, and that's exactly what I do. Some days you may not feel like praying. Feeling is not what we go on. We go by God's command and his order for us to pray, regardless whether you feel like it or not. Still talk to God. Sometimes your prayer may feel like it's hitting the ceiling, but talk to God anyway. And believe it or not, you keep talking. He will let you know he's there with you. Then let your request be known unto God. And a familiar person, Daniel, in Daniel 6:10, it tells us how Daniel prayed 3 times a day. Sometimes we may not get on our knees. Sometimes you may not have the space to get there 3 times a day, but you can meditate. You can have a prayerful attitude. Sometimes you might be so busy that you might have to pray in your car, but make sure you address Jesus. Talk to him. Worship him. And we, Mother had gave us the ACTS. Acknowledge him. Confess your sin. Don't try to go to God and knowing you got a whole lot of mess on your heart. Confess and say, Lord, I'm angry. I'm mad. I'm frustrated. Tell him what's going on. And say, Lord, help me. I bring these things to you. Move it out of my heart. So it would not block my prayer. We don't want unforgiveness to block our prayer. We don't want to be so angry till God don't even listen to you. But you want to confess your sins to him, your fault, whatever it is, confess it to him. And then begin to thank him for everything that he has done for you this far. God is a forgiving God. Then the S in the ACTS says, supplication. Make your request known. The enemy wants you not to pray. That's his main thing. He wants you to feel like they don't need to pray. God is not going to answer your prayer. He's not in charge. God is not messing with him. But God will take care of each one of us. He wants us to worship him. He wants us to pray to him. And he wants us to live for him. Prayer enables us to move forward. Sometimes you may be burdened down, but if you pray, God will give you the strength to go forward. Prayer engages God, and it's to engage God's people and enlarge his kingdom. Jesus said, without me, you can't do nothing. But once we have prayed, we can conquer anything. Said, we are more than a conqueror through him. All you have to do is talk to God. You don't have to feel like, well, I got to do like somebody else, a Pastor Burwell. No, I always want to have a mind to pray. And I learned now not to follow nobody else. I just tell God how I feel. Rather, and be honest with God, he will be honest with you. God will take care of you. Prayer opens our eyes and enables us to see what God is doing to us in our life. Even if we feel like we are blind, God will open things up to us. Prayer is, again, our communication. We speak to God. God answers us through his word. God will talk to you through his word, and he will line you up with his plan if you talk to him. Do not go without prayer. Do not drive a car with no gas. Guess what? It will stop. You can drive. Needle say E, you may have a little reserve. But if you don't get some gas, you're going to stop by the road. And you're going to be looking for help. So the thing for you to do, go ahead and pray. It ain't got to be pretty. The devil going to tell you, that don't sound good. Hey, cover the Lord's Prayer. You cover the whole thing. You cover everything you need to cover. And then the Spirit would give you some other things that you can pray. Pray for your children. Lord, cover them as they go to school. Pray for the world. God, give us peace in this world. And then pray for yourself. God, give me a peace of mind. Give me joy throughout the day. Help me not to say the wrong thing. Control my mouth sometimes. Sometimes I talk too much and get myself in trouble. But you have to ask God to put a bridle there. This is prayer. You're talking to God. And when you go out before people, you don't have to worry. You can smile with joy because God will take care of you. 2 Kings 16 and 17 is another example. Elijah was a servant. Elijah's servant. He felt like God needed to open his eyes that he can see. He asked the Lord told, Elijah told the Lord, open the servant's eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and they saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. God will fight for you. You may not see it, but God will fight for each one of us. And God will take care of us. But you got to trust him. You got to put your confidence in him, not try to put it in self. That old flesh will rise up, but you have to put it under control in prayer. Do like Daniel. Pray. Psalms 37 and 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you what the desire of your heart. If you want peace, God will give it to you. Yes, he will. But you've got to keep your mind on him. You got to think on good things. You got to watch good things on TV. You got to be in prayer at all times. You can't just walk around here and feel like you can make it on your own, because you cannot do it. Because Satan is looking for a way to destroy you, to take away your joy, to make you feel bad. We're going to have affliction. We're going to run into trouble. We're going to run into tests and trials. But when you pray, God will take you through the fire like he took care of Daniel. He took them through the fire so he can take you through too. Thessalonians 5:16 and 18 said, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. He wants you to rejoice. Pray always in all circumstances. It don't have to be big things. Whatever you have a need for, whatever you're going through, if you feel like you don't have a praying spirit, just say, Lord, give me a praying spirit. He will wake you up 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and you look around like, why he wake me up? That's your time to pray. He's giving you some time to get to know him. And the more you pray, the more you practice, just like exercise, the more you do it, the better it becomes. And you feel good. And anytime someone asks you to pray, you can do it without hesitation. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything. In everything, prayer and supplication. Man, you read that scripture, you can go down on your knees and pray. Say, Lord, I have a problem. I'm worrying about my children. I'm turning them over to you. You take care of them. You save them. Only you can do it. I can't do it, but you can. You told me to make my request known, and here it is, God. And Mark 11:24 said, therefore, I tell you, whatsoever you ask in prayer, Now, if you are a believer and you ask God to do something, mark my words, he will take care of that problem. He will do it. It may not be like you want it, but he will take care of it. And I tell you to believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. God had brought my husband when he was in the army. It was going from place to place. I said, Lord, bring that man home. He needs to be home with his wife. And Lord, he wanted to stay in the army so bad. But look at God. He is home. Everything he tried to touch, God shut the door. Because when a woman pray, I'm telling you, men pray too. But when a woman get a hold of God, man, it seems like we just stir up some stuff. And it said in John 15:7, that's not a biblical scripture, but that just means. And John 15:7 said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, he said, you can ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. You can take that to the bank. You can mark it down. If you abide, if you live in all that you know to live, and you can say, Lord, I have, do like Hezekiah, turn your face to the wall. Lord, he said, Lord, I've done this. You remind God what you have done. I've been faithful. I went to church. I prayed. I witnessed for you. And Lord, I need you to help me. This is feel like it's unbearable. And but believe it or not, God will come to your rescue. And he will not be late, but he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Romans 8:26 says, God's spirit help us in our weakness. It help us in our weakness. For we do not know what sometimes to pray for, but God will give us. He will come in and sometimes take over. Sometimes he'll bring people to your mind and you begin to pray for them. Soon as you pray for them, then he'll bring somebody else to your mind. You say, well, I thought about you today. No, you prayed for me today. Just don't thought about it, because you never know what I'm going through. And Matthew 6:7 said, that when you pray, he said, go into the closet or the room. Sometimes we literally go in a closet, shut the door. Sometimes I go in a certain room and close the door so I wouldn't be distracted. So I can tell God some things you want to tell him that you don't want everybody to hear. You may tell him something that you just despise about somebody. And that be between you and God. God will take care of that for you. And I know I've said a lot, but I'm hoping that I'm getting you to pray and enjoy praying. And it's not going to be an easy. You're going to have to press your way into that closet. You're going to have to press your way to pray. And don't be afraid to pray. Talk to the Lord. Tell him about it. If someone calls you tonight, say, pray for me. Don't hang the phone up. I'll pray when I get up. No, pray right then. You say, Lord, whatever the problem is, I'm asking you to handle that problem. You can supply every one of our needs, so do it for her. She may have an unspoken, she may have a spoken request. Then you take it to God. People depend on you to talk to God for them, especially if you're living a Christian life. And I can go on and on tonight. I get happy, and I tell you, I may not want to stop, but I'd like to say in closing, much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. God is able to take care of you if you want him to do it. But you got to pray. Believe in your prayer. Trust God and let him keep your mind pure at all times. And may God bless you as you continue to pray for Pastor Burwell, that God continue to use her in these last and evil days that we're going through. Turn it back over to Uncle Robert.
Yeah, well, for those encouraging words. Yeah, we'll see the second of the night. It's going
to be done by Jamie
Everton. Well, what? Good evening, boy.
Good evening.
I'm going to read my daily bread for this morning. I think that'll be fitting. It said, Hebrews 13:5-8. Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Thousands of people played for Pastor Ed Bolton when he was diagnosed with ALS in 2000. Many believe that when they prayed in faith for healing, God would answer immediately. After 12 years of struggling with the disease that caused Ed's muscles to office little by little, and there 3 years before he died, someone asked him why he thought God wouldn't heal him yet. "There's no good answer, so I didn't ask," he replied. His wife added, Laura added, "If you're always obsessed about trying to have an answer, you can't really live." Can you hear the respect for God in Ed's and Laura's words? They knew that his wisdom is above their own. Yet Ed admitted, "I find it nearly impossible not to worry about tomorrow." He understood that the disease would cause increasing disability, and he didn't know what new problems the next day might bring. To help himself focus on the present, Ed placed these verses in his car and on the bathroom mirrors and next to his bed. God had said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." So let that word have a blessing to God. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Right.
Okay, let's go ahead and open the line up for inputs and updates this week.
This is Lorraine. I'm asking for prayer for the Lyons family. My niece and her family, they're going through some hard times right now. So I ask that each and every one to please keep them in your prayers.
America's prayer for Felicia Little.
Someone speaking? I didn't get it.
I'm asking prayer for Felicia Little.
Okay.
Asking prayer for Deborah Jackson.
Okay. Thank God. Okay. No more inputs and updates. We're going to go right into roll call.
Good evening, everyone. If there's no mistake, on last week we had 38 people on the line, and we thank God for each and every one. At this time, we're going to roll call. Virginia, Lee and Virginia.
Here.
Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Willamette.
Here.
Janet.
Here.
Danny and Juanita.
Here.
Robert and Portia.
Here.
Oli. Gloria.
Here.
Reverend Maddie.
Here.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Gracie. Sandra Mangum. Linda Hodge.
Here.
Mari, Deborah Bradford,
here.
Barbara,
here.
Deborah Jackson, Lorraine,
here. I'm here.
Okay, Lorraine,
here. Here.
Ken Carlin. Chris is talking.
Here.
Justine.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Dallas.
Here.
Renee. Tangela.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Kamari.
Here.
Duncan.
Here.
Kim.
Hello.
Tina Strong.
Here.
Sean.
Here.
Tonda. Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Tanya White.
Here.
G. Graham.
Here.
Valencia. Lorraine M. Lisa.
Here. Here.
Five. Did I miss anyone? Okay, back to you, Uncle Rami.
All right, thank you. Okay, for next week, our opening prayer will be done by Richard Jones. Our 32nd will be done by Jan Chamberlain. And we're going to turn it back over to Pastor Burwell because we didn't get anyone to fill in for your closing prayers.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you tonight for everything that's been said. We thank you for everyone that's on the line. God, we ask you right now to touch every heart that's on the line, God, and use them for your glory, God. Lord, remember the request that we have, God. Lord, the Lyons family having a hard time. You said bring those requests to you, and you will work it out, Jesus. Lord, I ask you to visit them in a special way tonight, God. Lord, see whatever the enemy tries to do. We ask you to cover it with your blood, God. Oh, God, and defuse the enemy tonight, Lord. Do it for us, God. Lord, we thank you right now for Valencia, God. Whatever her needs are, God. Lord, we ask you to do it for her, God. And bless everyone. Remember Deborah Jackson, Lord. Heal her body, God. Oh, God, from the head to the feet, God. Lord, I know that you are able to regulate that sugar, God. You are bigger than diabetes, God. You are bigger than cancer, God. Lord, I ask you to remember us on our job, Lord. God, be with us, God. Lord, touch everyone, whatever they may be going through, God. Lord, if they don't have a praying spirit, God, we ask you to give them a praying spirit, God. Lord, we know you can wake them up, Lord, and be with them, God. Lord, and use every one of us, God. And I thank you for this day. Thank you for walking with us. Thank you for talking with us. Lord, I thank you for speaking to us and letting us know that you are with us, God.
Yes,
be with us.
Yes,
you said, I never leave you, nor forsake you, God. But I thank you for the one that may be on the line, God. Let me not give their name, Jesus. Lord, I ask you to save them, God. Sanctify them and fill them with your Holy Spirit. God, we don't want it to be just a routine, God. But we want you to be in the midst of it. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do and what you've already done. Keep our mind in perfect peace, God. Oh, God, touch your heart, God. If anything that's not right, any wickedness in us, God, help us to think right, Jesus. We love you, God. We love you tonight, and we thank you. We praise you. Be with us throughout the day. Watch over for seen and unseen danger. God, I thank you. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, God, be acceptable in thy sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, yes.
We'd like to thank everyone for getting on the line tonight, and we look forward to having you one back next week. That's it.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.